You're listening to Podanza. I'm your host, Tom Shelton, and this is episode number one. Let's get to it with today's topic, how to raise kids. This podcast is sponsored by PodBot. Let's face it, buddy. Your content is not the best thing since sliced bread. I mean, all things considered, you make pretty good content. But not a whole lot of people want to take the time out of their day to concentrate on reading your latest political rant or narcissistic personal story. Don't take this the wrong way. Your content is good. But it's not good like a fancy meal in an expensive restaurant. Your content is good like a cheeseburger and soda at a drive-thru. Yes, we consume it. Sometimes there is nothing better around and sometimes we're just bored. Whatever the case may be, we all consume that greasy drive-thru cheeseburger every once in a while because it's fast and convenient. So make your content fast and convenient as well. Help serve your audience with an easy-to-consume audio version of your content. Visit podbot.ai today and convert your written content into a full-length, natural-sounding cheeseburger. Natural podcast. Convert your written content into an easy-to-consume podcast. It is natural to want to protect your child from failure, but trial and error is how children learn. Instead of focusing all your energy on those who already excel, it's best to diversify your children. The acquisition of new skills gives children the feeling that they can tackle anything that happens to them. Missing a target helps children not to perceive it as fatal, and achieving a new skill gives them the feeling that they can overcome whatever gets in their way. Children can behave well in obedience and without fear, but this does not mean that they will do the best for you if they set out alone. They can also encourage them to make greater efforts, which will do them good as adults. To raise children who are going to be great adults, you have to imbue them with traits that will determine their future decisions and actions. One of the best ways to ensure that your children are ready to face adulthood when the time comes is to teach them how to handle money now. They will learn that dealing with money really teaches them so much more than that. Parental education is about staying in touch with the innocence of childhood and the surprising life skills that can teach a child. This season, we explore how children can inspire parents to look at the world from a child's perspective and become parents. A 2008 study published in the Journal of School Psychology showed that school-age children who counted their blessings were happier at school, more optimistic, and generally felt safer in their lives. Cynthia Puri is a professor of psychology at the University of California, San Diego School of Public Health. Gratitude goes far beyond polite manners, it's also about self-confidence and a sense of gratitude, Dr. Bastiani. Archibald says children don't have to focus as much on what they want, but rather on things they don't have, like money. Gratitude may be a little difficult to convey, but it is of course a value that we hope to recognize in our children. We can begin to surround ourselves with people whom we perceive as positive role models and who are an example of resilience for our child. By expressing gratitude for the great people and things in life, we can help our daughter appreciate similar aspects of herself. Those who are grateful have no problem with things like brushing their teeth, eating, sleeping, or exercising. If there is a problem, describe it, express your feelings, and invite your child to work on a solution. When it comes to making mistakes and solving problems, be open and honest with your children, and they will learn to accept challenges rather than avoid them. If you often feel let down by your child's behavior, you may have unrealistic expectations, especially in the first years of life. Parents who think that their child should be potty wise, now educated, might find it helpful to find out about it and talk to other parents and child development specialists. Parents can look forward to not only getting to know their child, but also getting to know them themselves in the foreground. I would also look for schools that are learning extraordinarily well socially and emotionally, and there will be teachers who are really working to build caring relationships. Teachers who prioritize the development of a caring relationship with their students and their parents, as well as with other children. What I would advise parents is to work with their children to practice ways to adequately ask for attention and help, and that is so that you can practice at home. Many arguments in family life can be dispelled by talking to your partner or making a phone call. I would encourage this and help parents to help children learn these skills from home and then translate them into school. How can one teach and practice healthy and acceptable methods to seek attention and help in a healthy, acceptable way? How can we practice asking for the attention of others, such as parents, teachers, friends, family members, and other adults? Encourage children to talk about their feelings and share what is going on inside them, and give them the skills they need to overcome these challenges in a healthy way. Children have the ability to express themselves in a healthy way and to navigate through these feelings. Malicious adults admit their negative feelings, learn how to treat others positively, but do not take them from others. It is said that having grit is the difference between a performer and an unsuccessful person and is one of the most important characteristics of a good and a bad person. Good people are also good at having respect for themselves and others and behaving in ways they don't. Episode 1 has come to an end. We hope you enjoyed it. If you did, please like and subscribe. My name is Tom Shelton. Adios.